The topic of ice arenas has been a hot point of conversation in North Bay at the end of 2024. Arena conversation heated up when the city officially held a groundbreaking ceremony for a new $63 million recreation and community center, including twin ice pads, which is expected to open in August of 2026 at the Steve Mitchell Sports Complex on the south end of North Bay. While North Bay Memorial Gardens sits comfortably as the home for the North Bay Battalion, the aging twin pads at Pete Palangio Arena and the West Ferris Arena are nearing the end of their facility lifespans. Gord Young, communications officer with the City of North Bay, outlined the future plans for the two facilities. The current plan is for West Ferris Arena to remain operational until the new recreation and community center is completed and fully functional, said Young in an email to Bay Today. Once the new facility is operational, West Ferris Arena will be decommissioned. The future of the building and property has yet to be determined. As for Pete Palangio Arena, it is an aging facility that requires ongoing maintenance and upkeep. However, no specific timeline has been established for the end of its useful life. See related. A groundbreaking experience at Steve Mitchell Sports Complex. Arena debate. Meantime, on a recent Echo Sportscast hosted by longtime journalist Dave Dale and source for sports owner, hockey coach Paul McLean, the issue and future of the aging West Ferris and Pete Palangio Arena were debated. Dale and McLean discussed the challenges and considerations of building new rinks in the city, including the option of looking at building a private facility to fill the void if and when Pete Palangio and West Ferris need to be shut down. While McLean points out that a private rink will come with a hefty rental price for user groups, he pointed out that traveling out of town to use an arena with less expensive rental rates may be more expensive in the long run due to travel. However, both Dale and McLean agree on the benefits of investing in youth sports and infrastructure, arguing that it can attract families and improve the city's appeal, despite political and financial challenges. The new Echo Sportscast delivers a weekly collection of Nipissing District Athletics High School results, video highlights and interviews, followed by post-secondary varsity, competitive club and recreational news and views.